Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hey guys, I'm Umar Pagan, I'm Fakir Pagan, alongside Bahe Yusuf. It's day 12 of our At The Movies Advent calendar, and we've got one for you that's slightly out of left field. It's Trading Places, directed by the great John Landis. Of course, he is the man behind An American Werewolf in London, Blues Brothers, Three Amigos, Coming to America, Spies Like Us, Animal House, just all of these great screwball comedies. This one stars Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy as Billy Ray Valentine and Lewis Winthrop III. It also has Ralph Bellamy and Don Ameche as the Duke brothers. And the story is pretty simple. It just kind of raises that age-old question of nature versus nature, where two insanely rich men, rich white men, decide to test the theory at the expense of the lives around them. They make a wager that a miscreant off the streets would be able to manage a billion-dollar business as well as the elite doofus with the Ivy League degree. It's like a cynical and shitty and racist Pygmalion.
Hang on, you said nature versus nature.
Did I say nature versus
you
nature?
You said nature versus nature.
I meant nature versus nurture.
Yeah, I was going to stop you, but then you just kept going. I'm like, okay, well, I'll wait till he catches a breath. But no, super racist. Super. I haven't seen this film. I hadn't seen it. I've known of it for a while. I just never got around to watching it.
The good old 80s.
The good old 80s. Super racist and slightly more raunchy than expected.
Oh, I mean, all the great screwball comedies are raunchy.
They are, aren't they?
And but what better way for a Christmas movie to get going than with Jamie Lee Curtis and her tatas?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes. Yeah. on that note. No, but yeah, this is sort of like a Pygmalion. Like, when I watched it, it brought to mind My Fair Lady.
Correct.
Right? I mean, which is based on Pygmalion, which is fine. But this is sort of, it does two things as opposed to just the one, whereas in My Fair Lady, it's the street urchin to the lady, whereas in Trading Places, it's the street urchin to the businessman and the businessman to the street urchin, right?
Yeah, it's a reversal of fortune.
Yeah. So they do two stories as opposed to just the one. I thought Dan Aykroyd played this one beautifully. I thought Eddie Murphy played it beautifully.
They were both just amazing, right?
Yeah. And I think with Eddie Murphy's character, there's that great character progression where he goes from the street urchin, where he goes from the Eddie Murphy we all know, right? The slightly loud, brash, over, like, just constantly telling tall tales, to suddenly stopping himself from saying the F word.
Yes.
You know? Referring
He'll
to...
He'll just go, I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah, yeah. You know, and that was great. And to watch him catch himself just out of, because he's in a place where you don't say those words anymore, is quite an amazing character thing, I think. And I think that sort of is John Landis and the writers.
Absolutely.
You know, Eddie Murphy.
And the other thing that's phenomenal about Eddie Murphy's portrayal in this as well is that, you know, it kind of proves that point, right? That it is a question of that anybody could be anyone.
Yes.
But of course, the trappings of whatever life you're living in will sometimes lead you down very similar paths.
Yeah.
There's a scene when they run into Lewis again at a Christmas party,
yeah,
and he's being a drunk, criminal, thief, druggy.
Yeah.
And Eddie Murphy's character, Billy Ray Valentine, who's now had a taste of the rich life, just goes, I know about this life. You've got to call the cops on him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to treat these people the way they deserve to be treated.
See, I don't know.
And he kind of slipped back into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To me, when he said that, the first thought that crossed my mind was, that's the very 80s old school thing. Whereas now in the noughties, where what we do is we rehabilitate, we give them opportunities, we give them
correct
schooling, you know, we give them a degree in prison, that kind of thing, which is great. I'm all for that. But for him to say things like that just felt very weird watching in 2017.
Well, then again, it felt quite apt watching it in 2017.
Also, yes.
In the era of Donald Trump, where all of this is a lot more disconcerting because this America still exists.
It still has that same
problem. Or Trump's America still
yes
exists, because that's the kind of thing he says.
Yes.
You've got to treat these people the way they don't understand any better.
Yeah, they don't understand any better. Yes, yes. And I think it's also, it's quite interesting in that that movie needed to be made in the 80s, right? That movie of the black, of the African-American.
Yeah, it had to be a black guy and a white guy, right?
It had to be a black guy and
had
a white
to
guy, yeah. And even more so in the 80s with like Wall Street, which unfortunately is still the case now after the real estate crash and all that. We're still having the same sort of arguments and the same questions of whether this is nature versus nurture, whether it's an Ivy League upbringing or if it's just in a person's nature to change if they can.
God, this movie really makes you hate white people.
It makes you hate white people.
It does.
You know?
I mean, and that's the ultimate bad guy, right? The ultimate bad guy in this film is corporate America, because they do some dark stuff. I mean, they're capitalist bastards, and they push Lewis, Dan Aykroyd's character, to the point of suicide.
Yeah.
And it's kind of underplayed in the movie, but it's actually a really dark moment.
Yeah. And I think only director who can treat that way is John Landis, right?
Yes.
So, spoiler, the thing that you're talking about is when, after that Christmas party situation, he goes and he pulls a gun to his head, pulls the trigger, it clicks. And initially you're thinking, stupid Dan Aykroyd didn't check if there were bullets. Throws the gun away, and then you just hear a bang off camera.
Exactly.
And the shot is just on his face, right? Even it doesn't register to him. He's still in that drunk stupor where his life is over and he was ready, and he's now just going to go and think of another way to do it, which he does after that immediately.
Yeah.
And I think no other director could treat that very heavy, dark moment in a comedy and not lose the comedy.
In a Christmas comedy.
In a Christmas comedy and not lose the comedy.
And it's some great lines as well, right?
Oh,
I think
great
when
lines.
Dan Aykroyd wakes up in his bed after much later and he goes, oh my God, what a nightmare. I was poor and nobody liked me.
Yeah. And can you believe the Dukes put a Negro in charge?
Exactly. And you're like, whoa. Yeah. Actually, so much of the humor you probably can't get away with today. There's a bit in the train where Eddie Murphy plays a Cameroonian exchange student. And sure, I mean, he is an African-American playing someone from the continent.
Yeah.
But still, it is the most racially tinged, stereotypical cliche. I felt bad laughing.
But in John Landis's defense, he also had the butler dress as a drunk Irish priest.
He did.
So technically,
he did.
I guess he balanced.
No.
Although
because
then he goes too far.
Then he puts Dan Aykroyd in blackface.
And a Jamaican.
With the worst Jamaican accent. I mean, wow. I mean, these SNL guys, these old SNL guys really could pull off some tremendous screwball and physical comedy, right?
Absolutely, right?
And, you know, I think it's weird. You watch it with a 2017 lens and you feel bad about laughing about these things. But
you
so much
laugh,
of it is funny.
Though.
Yes.
It's not that, no matter how politically correct you want to be, you will still laugh at Dan Aykroyd in blackface paint as a Jamaican. Right?
Or no, you will never get these kind of comedies again. I mean,
no,
in the
can't.
Age of political correctness and all, at least not a mainstream studio movie like Blazing Saddles,
yeah.
Young Frankenstein,
Blues Brothers.
You can't get away with it in today's Hollywood. And I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing, but I think this stuff was made really, really well and is still very, very funny.
And I agree. And I think these screwball comedies really make watching a comedy in the 2000s very difficult for me. Everybody loved Bridesmaids. I thought Bridesmaids was fine. Because, but I grew up Revenge of the Nerds. I grew up Blues Brothers 1 and 2 and 3. And
I think. Was there a 3?
Was there 3?
No, there was only Blues Brothers and Blues Brothers 2000, right?
Yes, yeah, yes, exactly. 2000, yes. And so I grew up with these sort of, like you said, slightly raunchy, but not sexual.
Correct.
Right? Raunchy, but not sexual. And borderline racist.
Borderline sexist.
Borderline sexist. Completely politically incorrect. But doing it not for the attention. Not the way Sausage Party was trying to do a message via, you know, it just didn't.
You're right. It always had a message.
It had a message.
Trading Places has a very important message.
Very important.
And the way it comes together in the end is absolutely brilliant as well. Because it really undermines both the characters and the way they've been playing it for the first 2.5 acts of the film.
Yeah.
I mean, there are all these little things in this movie. The Dukes even have like a signed picture of Ronald Reagan on their desk, which is just really funny.
But why wouldn't you have a picture?
That's right. Why wouldn't you?
Right?
And what's more, I mean, the movie does have these overwhelmingly Christmas messages throughout. I mean, the prostitute with the heart of gold who decides to stick her neck out.
Yep.
And her wallet.
Yeah.
All of the people who decide to come together, there's a very Christmassy theme that runs throughout.
Yeah.
And it's not just the snow and the season.
No, absolutely. And I think even there's that moment where the butler, I can't remember his name, the butler that was working with Dan Aykroyd's character, who then sort of gets transferred to Eddie Murphy's character. There's a moment where he realizes that Dan Aykroyd has changed and is now a better person, treating him nicer. You know, previously it wasn't that he didn't treat the butler nice. It's just, you know, he didn't know good mornings, took him for granted a little bit, right? So that sort of, that swap for a character to go from this high and mighty, I'm the most important thing in the world, to now going, thank you so much for your help. And that in the butler's eyes was the world, you know, and that's a great message to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There you go. Adult Christmas movie. Screwball Christmas movie for you.
Yeah. Not something you would automatically think of as a Christmas movie, but I think it has all the elements and the hallmarks of a Christmas movie.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Everything is there. We cannot recommend this movie highly enough because it is just another Landis great.
Yes, absolutely.
John Landis is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Go check out his other movies as well. But for this Christmas season, for day 12 of your advent calendar, check out Trading Places. Let us know if you've seen it or if you are going to watch it. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm at Bahiwai.
This is the At The Movies advent calendar on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or...
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.